About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. It is Thursday. It is the prequend, and it is a BF Thursday for those of you that celebrate. So enjoy yourself some breakfast for dinner and tag us. You will thank us later, I'm sure. Lots to get into on the show today. Quickly, though, Allie, as you know, the goat line usually calls us out when we do things that are incorrect or we say things that are wrong. And I feel bad because we've created apparently quite a problem because of our Showtime episode yesterday.
Oh.
And I hate.
What did we say?
I hate creating drama for the listeners.
Is this about Jake?
It is about Jake indirectly. Jake explained to us in detail on the Showtime podcast yesterday, Uncensored Klein Alley Showtime. You can download that his on again, off again relationship with the succulent girlfriend, as he called her, has come to an end. After she broke it off with him because he claimed she was too into him that she had to break it off. And I wasn't sure.
We called shenanigans on
called
that.
Called shenanigans.
But I'm too into
but
you.
But he let us know that his this girl that he was sleeping with on and off for a while now had a kid. Not Jake's kid, but had a kid. And I assumed, because I did meet a listener at one of our events that has a kid, and she leaves a lot of messages on the go line. Her name is the Mom Tender. So I just asked, casually, I said, "Oh, Jake, is it the Mom Tender you're sleeping with?" And he said, "No." Well, apparently, the Mom Tender said her husband is a big fan of our show and listened, and this has created quite a controversy in their marriage.
No.
And I feel bad about this.
Mom Tender here. I was listening to the Showtime today, and my husband overheard it. Yes, I have a husband. He's a mailman, by the way. But
I had no idea she was married because I've seen her at a few of our events and she's always just rolling around with that kid solo. So I've never seen a man ever. I just see her and that kid,
Mom
Tender.
She's brought us gifts before.
Yeah.
She brought gifts for my kid. She's very nice.
She's very nice, but I had no idea that she was married. And when Jake said he was sleeping with some listener with a kid, I don't know why I assumed that. I guess we could
have
more.
Her.
I just assumed it was her.
Now he thinks I'm having an affair with Jake. Because of the Showtime episode.
I'm sorry.
Even though Jake said he wasn't, and now it's a whole issue with us.
Oh.
So it's really fun for me. I still love the show. He thinks I'm too obsessed with the show. And he thinks our daughter is too obsessed with the show. But, yes, no. Jake and I are not in a succulent girlfriend relationship.
No.
And, yeah.
I'm sorry.
You can shout that out to my husband tomorrow on the show live. He'd really appreciate it to tell him that I've never been intimate with Jake. Yes, thank you. Bye.
I mean, a lot of women can say that. That's nothing special.
We should make those shirts.
We should make them.
We don't need to make those.
You know what, Vanessa? Make a note.
Every person in the world could have one.
I've never been intimate with Jake shirts. Those will be available soon at our next hang.
And we'll give a special one to Mom Tender as an apology.
Yeah, sorry about that. I guess I was just asking questions. I don't have any inside information, but Jake can confirm that he would take credit for any and all women he's ever been with, and this is not one of them. Right?
Right.
Right, okay. It's K-Rock for Klein Alley Show. Sorry. Someone on the show almost died yesterday, but they lived to tell the tale. And there's a lot of close calls, I would imagine. You probably had a few of them, and you go afterwards, have a moment where you go, whoa, that was close. Sometimes it's close, and then sometimes it's real close.
Well, you don't want to be one of those stories that's like, fatal accident on the 405. Traffic will be closed and backed up for hours, and you're a part of that story.
My biggest fear is not that I die.
It's that, you're
create,
the story.
That I create, you know, hours and hours of backup for other people.
Especially if it was your fault.
My legacy is that I have now shut down the 405 in both directions. That is, oh.
Both directions.
That would be
so many lanes.
Some death. And then people would be just, you know, because they wouldn't even know I was the reason, but they would be like, I don't know who caused this, but
they
I
would
hate
still
that
hate
person.
You.
Hate that person.
Exactly.
I don't want to be that guy.
And we all know that when you're on your way home from work, you are in autopilot mode. You're not really paying attention. You're paying attention, but you're you could basically do it without really focusing on what you're doing because you do the drive every single day. That was the case with me. I was on the 405. I was in the left lane. I was in the carpool lane. I was listening to some podcasts, zoning out, and there was a woman in front of me who decided to get over. So she's in the left lane. She's in front of me, this little white car. She gets over, and since she gets over, I start to accelerate so I can go a little faster, get home a little sooner.
Were you self-pleasuring or just driving regular?
Just driving regular that day. I was tired yesterday. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, she decides she wants to get back over. Right when I am passing her, so we are right next to each other, she decides without blinker, I'm just going to go right back to where I was and starts to get over right up in my grill. And, you know, I'm half paying attention, but then I start realizing like, whoa, a car accident is about to happen. She's about to sideswipe me and then I'm going to hit the center median and I'm going to flip around. This is going to be bad because we're going fast.
And this is because you refuse to ever let anyone in, right?
No, she got over. She got into another lane.
But perhaps, Allie, earlier on at some point, which you didn't pay attention to because you don't know, you like to box out. You're a big box. You did it with me the other day in Elena Bovian. You boxed me right out of that seat next to her. And you do the same thing.
I didn't box anybody.
You're very boxy.
I was minding my business as a single woman in the carpool lane.
But you've boxed out many people before. And when cars try to get in, you like do that thing where you speed up a little bit and you let them know, hey, you're not getting in here.
Most of the time, when people have their blinker on, they don't even know they have their blinker on. They are not aggressive enough to get over when they have space. I will give you a hot minute, but if you're not going to get over, I'm going past you. You can then figure out how to get in behind me because I have time and time again let people in and regretted it. So she got over. I decided to speed up. We are equidistant right next to each other. Starts veering into the lane and I immediately slam on my brakes. I start going to the left. I'm about to crash into the median next to me. I'm thinking this woman is sideswiping me. And then she realizes what she does at the last second, gets back over and looks at me and does this little wave like,
yeah, my bad.
Sorry.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm pretty sure that there was impact. I think we hit each other. At least my mirror, there's got to be some damage here because
Robin
it was
racing.
Exactly. There was some rubbing going on. I was thinking in my head, I am getting into a bad accident right now. This is going to ruin my day. It's going to total my car. That's it for my car. I was probably within an inch of hitting the center median. It was bad. So I'm thinking, okay, whoa, I don't know what happened here, but we better pull over and see what's going on. She starts...
Pull over? For that?
We need to... What do you mean for that?
Seems like there was a nothing. That was a nothing thing.
It was not, dude. I was also in that left shoulder where there's like debris everywhere, things flying around. There's cars that are braking behind me. It was a mess.
But to try to coordinate a let's pull over situation on the freeway, you know that you're about to create a backup now.
Well, she starts getting over. Now she's putting her blinker on. She starts getting over into the lane. So I'm following her, getting over into the lanes. And I'm going, okay, she's just got one more little exit to make. We're going to get off on the exit or we're going to pull over and just look, make sure everything's okay. And then, boop, she goes on to a connecting freeway. And then, boom, she's gone.
She ghosted me. Do you think that she was trying to give you the illusion that she was going to pull over with you?
Yes.
And then as soon as you...
She bamboozled me and went on a different freeway. And then I was like, whoa. And I tried to look at her, make the eye contact thing, like, hey, whoa, what happened here? And she's just stone cold looking forward. And
couldn't you have followed her onto the other freeway and done a little chase situation?
I mean, I wasn't going to go the wrong way on the 101. That would have elongated my day even more. And then as we're going, I was like, did she hit me? Am I crazy? Did we really even need to pull over? This was almost a very bad accident, but maybe everything was fine.
Well, that's the part that's wild is that...
And your heart's racing?
Right. When you think, especially when you're like bracing for impact, like here comes... Because there's that moment before where things get real slow if you've ever been in like a bad accident.
Yeah.
And you kind of know, here it's coming now, we're about this, and then boom, then you're in it. And then every time's
weird.
I was
waiting for that, like...
But then when you get on the other side of that, you're like, whoa, that was crazy. Like, I've done full donuts before driving down, hit like a wet spot. Car spins completely out of control. You don't know how it's going to end, and then you end up going
and
the right way again.
You have that moment
again.
Where you're like, are we just fine? Guess, we're just moving on from this?
We're just moving on, and no one knows.
And I just kept on my commute home, checked my car when I got home. Everything was fine.
Well, this should be a lesson to you that you should let more people in, because she probably, you know, you don't realize how many people that probably are cursing at you, like, to themselves, because they're like, that bitch. That stupid Tesla bitch.
I didn't. She was never trying to get. It wasn't my job to let her over. I could have let her in, but she was go. She would have gone into my car. 949 said I should have just let the person hit me.
Yeah, you probably. I mean, you don't know how that's going to end up, though, right? Was she drive a nice car or no?
No.
Oh,
it wasn't like a nice car. No, but she was just some regular lady. And I mean, the fact that she put up the hand like, oopsie.
Yeah, well, what do you want her to do?
It's that woman thing where
flick
you're just
you
like, sorry, oops, that was my bad. I mean, at least she acknowledged that it was her fault. But wouldn't you think you would make sure that if you almost ran somebody off the road, you would make sure if they're okay? What would you have done?
I would have kept going.
You would have kept going?
Yeah, because of just, as I said, because the worst thing you can do is mess up everyone else's commute. And at that point, if there was no contact and you said you weren't sure if there was contact or not, I would have just kept going. Huh. I would have probably thrown her the middle finger, maybe, or the thumbs up. I think the thumbs up, we've decided, makes people angrier than the middle finger, because you're
right.
Basically, it's more passive aggressive. We got to take a break. We get back in a moment. When we return, your chance to get bragging rights for your entire generation. 800-520-1067. If you would like to call and play and you are a member of the Gen X, the Millennial, the Gen Z, or a Boomer, you can call now and play next. Once again, the number is 800-520-1067. Generation Wars is after this on K-Rock. For some reason, us generations just can't seem to get along. It's K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Every generation thinks the one that came before them sucks, and the one that came after them sucks, and they're the only good generation, except for the few people that feel like, oh, man, I missed my window. Could have been great if only I was born 20 years sooner, 10 years later.
Me, it's been 200 years sooner.
Allie would have been pasty and big and all very popular, lit by candlelight only.
Yeah, when everyone was like fair and round.
All doughy and whatnot, and they'd be like, man, that's...
They would have burned you for being gay.
Yeah, that's true. They would have burned you, Allie, for being a gay lady.
Yeah, all right.
Needed a lot of kindling to burn all of Allie. But anyway.
Did you see the news that which generation is the healthiest now?
Yeah, it's Gen Z,
yeah,
right?
Gen Z is the healthiest generation, and boomers are the unhealthiest generation. So it makes sense.
Well, boomers are the oldest, but also in some ways, you know, you think about some of the boomers. I don't know if my parents, I think, are they boomers? No, maybe they're a generation before boomers.
No, they
they would be
probably
boomers.
Yeah. My parents are boomers.
I feel like they didn't have good stuff. Like, when they grew up, like, the only candy they had was, like, licorice. So now they have access to all this good stuff. So they're making up for lost time, because when they were a kid, they got, like, a piece of hard candy or a licorice. So now I feel like they're like, oh, Twix, Snickers, all the good stuff.
It's funny to see boomers or just old people in general navigate vegetables. Like, my father-in-law is like, why would you... I made Thanksgiving dinner one night, and he said, why would we ruin a perfectly good Thanksgiving with vegetables?
No, he's not wrong.
Like, they just think a few leaves of lettuce on a salad is, like, their vegetables for the day.
And we heard that story from Al Michaels. Never had a vegetable in his life. Guy's never eaten a vegetable. Mm-hmm. The great Al Michaels. Even on the goat line, there's an argument happening between boomers and kids. Listen.
My 13-year-old just called me a boomer because I listened to your show on the radio. He said he wakes up early enough to listen to it on the radio, but he refuses to. He only listens to the podcast.
So it's interesting. So this guy is the dad, and he listens to our show on the radio. The kid also listens to our show, but listens to it only in podcast form.
And there's still things to fight about.
Yeah.
He is, quote, not the boomer. So, yeah, now I'm sad. I feel old.
Yeah.
I poop my pants, and I don't have any underwear.
That's a Vanessa quote right there. Thank you for sharing
and
that.
And a boomer quote.
Let's get into it. It's time for a Generation Wars battle on K-Rock.
Busting or what?
You kids and your TikToks.
Gen Z-ish, lazy.
Generation Wars.
All right, all the generations are representing today on K-Rock. Good morning, and we say good morning to our boomer from, wow, look at this, 1947. This is Bobby. Bobby claims that he plays guitar, the first guitar. Hey, what's up, Bobby? Welcome to K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you for listening to the show and representing boomers. Mostly boomers that call in are usually calling from the 50s or 60s to get someone from the 40s. Incredible.
Well, let me tell you something, okay? First of all, that message you heard on the top of the Empire State Building, that was from Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. You are a boomer. Story checks out. Thank you
there
for
you
that.
Go.
Thank you. That's a boomer. Well, if you know the answer to Ali's questions or any of the questions, like if the question is what does POV stand for, I'm sure you know that, right, boomer?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wouldn't great. You like to know?
Okay, well, whenever you have the answer, you yell out, Boomer, wait for Allie to call on you, and let's go ahead and see if you can win this thing. You'll be battling, though, three other generations that also think they're the best, and we say good morning to our Gen Xer, born in 1977. This is Naomi. She's a white lady with dreads. Good morning, Naomi.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us on K-Rock and representing all of Gen X today on this Generation Wars. What is the best part of being a Gen Xer?
Knowing everything.
Yeah, you know everything. You get to live a life, an analog life, a digital life.
That's
and we say good morning now to our millennial. This person was born in 1983. They get a lot of tattoos, and their name is Frank. Hey, Frank, representing millennials. Good morning and welcome to K-Rock. Hi.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
It's going fine with us. If you know the answer to the question, you must lock in by saying... what are you, millennial? And Allie will call on you, and then we say hi to our Gen Z representation, Allie. She's a big fan of SpongeBob.
Of course, just like Johnny.
As is most of Gen Z. She was born in 2003.
Wow.
So just in our contestant pool, we have someone born in 2003 and someone born... I got to do some basic math here. Hold on, carry the one. That's 56 years before that. That's crazy.
Wow.
This is Summer, born in 2003. Good morning, Summer.
Morning, guys. What's up?
What's up? What's the best SpongeBob episode?
Probably I'd have to say the one where they're selling chocolate. That one's always a good classic.
Yeah. Johnny, would you agree?
Chocolate!
Yeah, Johnny likes that
selling
one.
Selling chocolate!
Yeah, Johnny's excited.
Exactly.
Oh, man. That's a conversation I would not want to hear. All right, let's get into it.
I think that's it.
I think we just heard all of it.
All right. For those
chocolate.
Guys, here we go. Let's get through these questions together. It's time now for Generation Wars. Which shaving brand uses the famous tagline, the best a man can get?
Millennial.
I heard millennial first,
that
I think.
Almost a tie, but by a second. Millennial, go ahead.
Gillette.
That is correct. On the board early. Clark Griswold wanted to drive his family across the country to visit what theme park?
Gen Z,
go ahead.
Wally World.
Wow,
good job, Gen Z.
Stealing a question that I never would have thought Gen Z would have gotten. And we move on to your next question.
Great movie.
In Generation Wars, which toy company had a massive commercial hit in early 2010 with its ads about plush squishy pets that turned from square into cylinder? I know you'll know
Mom,
once
Boomer,
I say it.
You got it. This.
Orthopedic pillow. No? All right. No one has
Wait,
an answer.
Gen Z or no?
Yes, Gen Z. Go ahead.
Wait, you said was it 2010?
Yep.
Oh. Never mind. I thought it was a squish mall.
Pillow pets. These were pillow pets.
Pillow pets.
If you remember, Allie, there was like a Velcro strip. If you opened them up, they became pillows. But if you stripped them together, they were back to pets again. It was like an as-seen-on-TV product.
Yes, we actually have one of those.
We move on. Here we go. Guys, moving on. Which breakfast cereal featured a commercial where the phrase was, Mikey likes it?
Gen X.
Millennial.
Gen X. Go ahead.
Life.
Life is correct. Hey, Boomer, who are you talking to, Bobby?
Hold on, we got to get somebody from coming. Come on, because I'm the cashier.
Bobby.
Hello?
Bobby the Boomer.
Yo.
Who are you talking to?
Tech support?
I'm talking to a customer.
Oh, are you working right now?
Yep.
Oh, all right. Well, this is...
Boomers, they work till they die.
They really do. This guy can't take a break.
Where do you work?
Stupid radio bit.
Huh?
Where are you working right now?
I work at the depot.
The Depot. All just right. The Depot.
Moving on. Next question. Guys, MC Hammer was too legit to what?
Gen X.
Millennial.
Gen X.
To quit.
That is correct. Too legit to quit. It's Generation Wars on K-Rock. Bobby, I'm sorry that we're...
Bobby.
No, I like Bobby doing his job while he's playing the game. I think this is great. It works for all parties involved. Nothing confusing about it. Next question. Which brand of denim jeans featured... Oh, my God, Bobby. I got to do it. Bobby, I like you, dude, but we got to move on. It's too much.
I mean, I can't believe someone's actually this helpful at Home Depot.
It's remarkable.
I feel like anytime I need anybody, there's nowhere to be, nobody, anywhere to be found.
Yeah, because they're all playing Generation Wars with us. Which brand of denim jeans features an iconic horse logo on the back pocket?
Gen X.
DoorDash.
You know, it's funny. The answer I have is Wrangler, but I actually think she's not wrong either. I'd have to look that up, but I do believe that there were multiple different jeans that had horse logos. And I think it is
Wrangler.
Yeah. Wrangler was the answer I had, Allie, but did Jordache not also have a horse logo? Because if not, I cannot accept her answer. They do. Congratulations. You're going to slide in with a point there, even though that was not the answer I was looking for. And we move on, Allie. What's the current score in Generation Wars?
Okay, so Gen X got that point, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that would be 3 points for Gen X, one for Millennial, one for Gen Z.
Everyone's still in it with only 5 questions left. What noise did the Pillsbury Doughboy make when you pushed his tummy?
Gen X.
Millennial.
That is correct. I will accept that as a right answer. We move on to your next question now. It's Generation Wars. How many minutes in heaven would you spend if you were making out in a closet?
Gen Z.
Millennial.
Gen Z.
I think it was Gen Z, yeah.
7 minutes.
7 minutes in heaven. Is that still a...
Yeah, you still play that?
Still a popular game?
I played it with a few friends in high school.
You did play it. Still 7 minutes in heaven?
Yep.
What goes on in the closet? Still makeouts, or does it go better than that?
I don't know. It's different between different people.
We just look at our phones.
The saddest part is one time I remember in middle school, I got the 7 minutes in heaven thing with the girl, and I said, now it's go time, you know? And she says, we're just going to stand here and count.
Yeah.
And I said, are you serious? Are you serious?
We're just going to tell them we made out, and but we're not going to.
But we got
to
kill 7 minutes. Let's just go for it.
What are we going to do?
She goes, nope, just counting.
Seven minutes of making out is so long.
It's a lot of making out. All right, we go on to this next question. It's Generation Wars. Currently, it's anyone's game. Who is the original face and voice behind the great Jell-O pudding pops?
Gen X.
Wasn't it Cosby?
It was Bill Cosby.
Millennial's got answers, but is getting in just after.
Yeah, Millennial, you're buzzing in, but just a tad too late, and we go to this next question now in Generation Wars. This is exciting. Cuckoo, Princess, Wise Al, and Valentino are all what? Princess, Cuckoo, Wise Al, and Valentino are all what?
Gen Z?
Go ahead, Gen Z.
Are those candy brand mascots?
No.
Hmm.
I didn't want to steal. Valentino, Wise Al, Princess, and Cuckoo are all what? Gen X, under the wire. What's up?
They're a doll, but I can't remember which kind of... Which
correct answer is Beanie Babies. Beanie Babies. So sadly, no one gets the point on that one.
I just did a value check, and apparently all the Beanie Babies I have are worthless.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All that whole collection you took from your dead grandma are worthless?
Well, I only took 4 or 5, but apparently everyone thinks they're worth something, and they're all worth nothing.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yep.
All right, we go to this next question now. It's Generation Wars, and there's only 2 left, Allie. And what is the score right now? Does it even matter?
Well, I think Gen X has got it. 1, 2, 3, 5 points for Gen X, and 2 for Gen Z, 1 for Millennial.
Which supernatural horror film was a masterclass and found footage after some hikers lost it while traveling in Maryland in the forest?
Gen Z.
Yes, Gen Z.
Is it like the witch trials?
Oh, man.
Millennial.
Gen X.
Yes, Millennial.
The Blair Witch Project.
That is correct on the board.
Props to Gen Z for knowing some of that, though.
Our boomer was around for the original witch trials in Salem.
That's how my mother died.
They thought she was a teacher, so they burned her. And we go to this next question, and this is the final question, and I don't even think it really matters at this point, but let's go ahead and give it to you anyway, because we spent the time to write them, so might as well. Allie?
Yep.
I don't think it matters, because we think Gen X has won this thing. Is that correct?
Well, Gen X, really has one. But you can ask one more just for the fun of it.
Here's the question, guys. According to this commercial, what is Milk's favorite cookie?
Gen X?
Chocolate
chip?
No.
Dang it.
Gen Z?
Yes, Gen Z.
Oreo?
Yeah, that is okay. According to Oreo, they are Milk's favorite cookie. Millennial, we say goodbye to you. It now means that even though everyone got a few of those right, and we got through a boomer that was working his shift at Home Depot, we congratulate our winner in this round of Generation Wars. A white lady with dreads is bringing all sorts of glory to Gen X from 1977. Oh, Naomi, congratulations.
Thank you. The winner of
Generation Wars. What message do you have of hope for your generation?
Oh, we got this. Oh, this is so exciting. Thank you.
And of all of the songs we play on K-Rock, which one would you like us to play right now that best represents your generation?
Oh, Beck, I'm a Loser, baby.
All right, here we go.
Oh, it's new Sublime.
It's Sublime. And Sinatra on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Lots of ways to get involved with us. If you'd like to go travel to all them water parks, oh, we got a lot of them. Which is the one you went to, Alley? Because apparently you had a great time, you and Vanessa.
Vanessa and I went to Wild Rivers, and we had a great time. That's in Irvine, and I had never been to a water park in Southern California. I had a great time, and they took great care of us. It was cabana time at Wild Rivers.
So we will get you into, listen to this, 4 packs of tickets for you to go to Wild Rivers. You could probably be in the exact same lazy river that Alley and Vanessa were in. And
Yellow Cabana number 7.
Not Soak City and Six Flags Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. Tickets to all of those water parks will be yours in about 15 minutes. We'll do that every hour all day long until everyone is nice and cool this summer on K-Rock. Of course, you can always let us know what you think of the show, good, bad, or otherwise, on the GOAT line. Here's someone with actually a compliment, believe it or not.
I love the freaking baby dip, bro. That is honestly, you know, my favorite thing while she was pregnant last time. And then when she left for maternity leave and that bit was gone, and that's like the only thing I missed. Like, I just wanted that bit back so bad.
Does that make you sad that the only thing the guy missed when you were gone last time for maternity leave was the baby bit where we talked to your unborn baby?
It makes me sad and insulted.
Like,
and
there was
really
nothing
depressed.
Else after me when she went on the leave that, you know, I thought I missed. But no, it was just a bit. Keep this going. I literally fall out laughing. Love you guys. Bye.
We don't really have time now because we're supposed to take a break. But could you hold the microphone down to your stomach?
I'm not going to do this.
I'll just turn it up, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Omar.
If you can just turn it up. We have the technology.
Omar's going to. We do have the technology.
That's why it's the voice.
Omar's going to turn up the.
We have powerful microphones here, Allie.
If everyone can be quiet here, we can
powerful
listen.
Powerful ability to record stuff and pitch it up.
We can listen to what's happening inside of Allie's stomach right now with her unborn baby. Hey, baby, what's going on in there? Hello?
I'm glad I'm not in your mommy's tummy, or I would get tsunamied by Steve.
Oh, God. I didn't think about that.
You know what?
He's a funny kid.
All right.
He's glad he's not in your mommy's tummy, because if he was in the throat goat's tummy, it would be a real raging rivers there this weekend, huh?
It's quite a leap you made.
Yep, it's a bit of a leap.
You know, if I knew that we were going to bring this bit back, I wouldn't have gotten pregnant.
Well,
it's so funny.
Birth control.
So stupid.
That's why we do that.
A jacuzzi.
That's why. Yeah, Allie, you can still do it. You just got to get a trampoline or a jacuzzi or something.
That
and,
baby.
You can take care of it.
There are ways to do it.
You want to take care of this bit for real? If you really hate this bit, there's ways to do
you
it.
You promise that you would kill the bit if I kill the babe?
No. We're going to keep the bit. We're just going to talk to the baby from heaven. This is what the bit will sound like instead. It's going to be a similar bit.
It'll just be like.
It'll sound scrambled. It'll sound like this. We'll say yes, hello, up there in the skies. Is this Allie's unborn baby? Yes, anything you'd like to say from the heavens?
I'm glad I'm not in your mommy's tummy.
This doesn't make any
or
sense.
Or I would get tsunamied by Steve.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy the clouds.
I'm glad up there it can still go.
The bit still works. It works, Allie. The bit's here.
Uh-huh.
We got to take a break. When we get back, we won't do that anymore. Promise you that. Get you into water parks, make it worth your while. Of course, Monster Jam in your future as well, and your news after this. Thousand miles of lazy river in your future, but first your news. Then we get you into multiple water parks in Southern California. That'll happen just after 9 a.m. So coming up in moments here on K-Rock. But first, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
All right, so this couple who got engaged at the top of the Empire State Building are getting attention for many reasons. It's bringing up a lot of questions about the building security in the area. How were these people able to get to the top of the Empire State Building without any security finding out or stopping them before they reached the top? They still don't even know how they got up there, which is wild because why wouldn't there be 1,000 cameras covering the Empire State Building at any given time? It's also bringing up questions about proposals, mainly people shaming their husbands for proposing them to them in a public bathroom rather than the top spire of the Empire State Building. And I feel bad now because the pressure is on for anybody who is about to propose to their partner and just has a few rose petals sprinkled in the living room. This is the moment that the cops confronted the couple at the top of the Empire State Building to arrest them.
How you doing? Well, you can't be up here. All right.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Rob, come on. Give me this.
It's open over there.
Just bring her over there so he can come down. What language do you guys speak?
Russian.
All right.
It was a very cordial arrest, I think, and they were all very cordial and expecting that they were going to be arrested.
That cop seemed terrified because these guys...
Well, he's at the very top. He's out of breath.
He's got to climb all the way to the top. I mean, that's one of those things.
And then arrest somebody.
You don't want to be the cop that's on that call. Like, who wants to deal with the people on top of the Empire State Building? Like, oh, man, can't we get that to the rookie? This guy went up there.
Like,
he was like a bike cop,
too. How do you get to where they were at?
Well, apparently that... I don't know if this is true or not, but originally... When they had built the Empire State Building, they had an area that was going to be a loading dock for blimp travel. Rich people that were going to travel by blimp were going to get picked up.
You know a lot about blimps, man.
I love blimps, dude.
I know you do.
My favorite mode of transport. Never been on one, but I love looking at it. And boy, you better believe I've almost crashed my car a million times when I see that Goodyear blimp fly by.
I'm a shipper, and you're a blimper.
I love blimps. Uh-huh. But so originally they had a loading area at the top of that because that's how they were going to pick up and drop people off that were traveling by blimp. So there's a floor that you can't get to. It's 103rd, I believe. You can take a tour up to the 102nd floor, and then I think you can pay for a VVIP tour to go one floor higher. But for them to get out, break free from the tour, and then get to where they got to, that's just ingenuity, dedication.
Well, think about all the people that have proposed on the Empire State Building, just where the general public is.
Regular observation deck.
And then now, if anybody proposes, it's going to be like, look up.
Right.
They did it better. They went to the very, very top.
I'm such a pussy that I get, even watching the video of what these guys did.
Makes you sick.
I can't even look at the video. I'm like, I'm too scared to watch the video.
Well,
and
even
I'm
some of the other
toilet.
Videos of them climbing other skyscrapers, and they're just like taking selfies, holding hands, walking on the roof, like very thin beams where if you lose your balance, you are done. Yeah, dead.
One gust of wind up there, it's game over.
What about a gust of wind? There are plenty of them down here on street level.
They're not thinking about that, but it's funny that Allie was talking about she almost died yesterday just driving on the 405 because the car tried to get into her lane, and these guys were hanging out, making out, and proposing on the tippy top of the Empire State Building.
I know.
Crazy.
We learned from the Bud Light Bros yesterday that diarrhea is the best work excuse you can use, and you're in luck because there's a new type of explosive diarrhea going around, which also means you have a fresh new batch of excuses.
An intestinal illness that can cause explosive bowel movements is on the rise right now. Here's what to know about cyclosporiasis. It's caused by a parasite, usually from eating or drinking contaminated food or water. It can also happen from consuming water in a pond or lake or at a water park.
All the fun places that you're going to be this summer.
So far, the CDC has received reports of 145 cases of cyclosporiasis, 17 states.
In 17 different states.
That does sound explosive.
Sounds pretty explosive. But if you're saying the explosive diarrhea thing, you have a new reason to say, hey, more explosive diarrhea, kind.
What's the term for that one, though? Because it sounds, if you use the medical term, it sounds like more.
An intestinal illness that can cause explosive bowel movements is on the rise right now. Here's what to know about cyclosporiasis.
Like I have cyclosporiasis.
Yes. Remember it now.
I can't come in tomorrow. Let's all practice this. I can't make it in today.
I've got
psychosopiatus. I can't make it in.
It's the worst game of password.
And then when they look it up, first of all, it sounds official because it sounds like that's what you were diagnosed as. It's way better than saying explosive diarrhea.
Cyclosporiasis.
Definitely sounds cooler than...
Psychosomatic.
You gotta remember that. Don't mess my head up.
We talked yesterday about what America's biggest contribution has been over its 250-year history, and there's another discussion going around, not about the biggest contributions, but about the most American animal of all time.
Explosive diarrhea.
That's right.
That's it. That's our greatest contribution. Thank you, Bud Light Bros.
So there's a lot of discussion about it because, yeah, you would think that the bald eagle is the most American animal, but then cases are being made for the American bison or just a horse, good old-fashioned American wild horse.
The liger.
The liger, coyotes, even the raven, the turkey, which is a very big American celebration. We celebrate with a turkey every single year. Rats. just because those are just taking over every single part of America. So what is the most American animal?
I mean, obviously the raccoon. one that
raccoon
fills me
was
with
also
the most
on the list.
Pride is the bald eagle, but that's just because we were born to believe that that is. How about that? Groundhog that looks at its shadow every year, Puxatawny Phil.
Why is he
not on the
list?
That's
an American thing that we do, that only we do. It's pretty stupid. We all go to Gobbler's Knob.
But coyotes are a big news story every single day, pretty much, and they're getting more and more confident. But are roaches only American, or are they worldwide?
They've got to be worldwide, I would think.
They're everywhere.
I think the American bison is actually classified as the official mammal of the America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're full of facts today, huh?
I am full of information. Blimps and bison. Noticing a theme here, guys? All right, caller 20. Let's get you into one of them water parks so you can enjoy some of that psychosomatica that we talked about a moment ago. I'm sure they don't have that at these fine water parks in Southern California. We'd love to get you in right now if you are caller 20, 800-520-1067. Come back, kick off a brand new hour of the show, and give away these tickets next on